Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays and best wishes for a joyful and peaceful Christmas. This is going to be a fun show filled with inspiration, intrigue, and thoughtfulness with holiday spirit. Learn the history of Christmas, ideas on finding happiness and peace in the midst of grief during holidays. Also, the best Christmas gift and wisdom from one of the wisest guys I know. Now, it's time for Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio this December 22nd, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome, and thank you for joining in again for our 16th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. If you haven't already guessed it, today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and Christmas. The joys of the season can still be found in the midst of any storm, including a car accident, so stay tuned. Our approach today, and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra, is presented from a consumer's perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, starting with the daily routines that include the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise from the interactions with family, friends, and just about anybody else. It's your challenges that tell the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow, from that initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, self-insured employer situations. This show is really about you. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. And recently added to the list is Hartford. So relax, call in and talk. Your car accident experiences matter. What is on your mind today? Holiday festivities, work, Christmas parties, or just trying to figure out how to make it through with an injury? Is harassment and intimidation by insurance companies or self-insured employers making your holiday season more difficult? There is so much to consider. Many people don't realize it until they've been in the situation when you've been in a car accident. Before the collision, how prepared were you for an unexpected event such as this? I mean, it takes a lot of us by surprise when it happens to us. At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure that you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up, it's easy to forget. Or maybe there's something that's going on at the scene that distracts you. And this is why keeping a copy of my car accident book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you are able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of space for writing, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Author and host Estra is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, or coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident. Your claim can be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you don't feel well through most of the process, which can open you up to being taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally. And this is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you So hopefully, if you run into the situation, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share tweets, blog articles, videos, and music, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and it takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story, and it can be helpful in the healing process. So I am offering to the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, with no shipping costs. Also, along with the first caller to share their own past or current Christmas cheer or Christmas experience while being injured in a car accident experiences, or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by me, and also you can order your copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the soft cover book or the ebook, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, Google Books, Tower Books, basically at all major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook at www.facebook.com/estras.blogtips. Or you can email your response to survey questions to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com, or send me a tweet at Estra's Radio Show. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now, bring your conversations to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song and we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is part of the land. He'll say I am there and we'll say no man, but you can the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Thank you for listening to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and being a part of today's show. Our topic is you and Christmas. This really is a joyous time of the year when one can express love and concern in the spirit of the season, an appreciation of good people and things in our lives. How merry is your season? If missing the merry, how can you get it back? And if you do have it, are you willing to share it? See any Scrooges out there? Can you be around them without getting rain on your snowflake? Is the real reason for Christmas being celebrated? First, though, let's talk about our personal injury in the news this week. And the purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has been changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance companies, insurance coverages of all types we paid premiums on, is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section of the article. This week's personal injury in the news comes from WhoTV.com. and the title is Chain Reaction, 30 Car Wrecks Leave 2 Dead. The Iowa State, quote, "The Iowa State Patrol is investigating a deadly accident on I-35 involving more than 30 vehicles. Two people are confirmed dead in the accident, which happened at the 150-mile marker in the southbound lane of I-35, just north of Webster City. The identities of the crash victims have not been released. The Iowa State Patrol says low visibility because of blowing snow meant drivers couldn't see vehicles that had slowed or stopped in front of them, causing a chain reaction accident. Roads covered in snow and ice contributed to the accident. Initial reports from the patrol said three people had died. New information Thursday evening reduced that number to only two deaths. Seven people were injured. The southbound lanes are completely blocked while troopers clean up the scene. The area is expected to be closed for several hours. The Iowa State Patrol is advising people to avoid travel during dangerous blizzard conditions," end quote. You know, sometimes it's better to reconsider time schedules than to risk injury or death. Often, living is taken for granted. There is no guarantee one can get through harsh weather or driving skill levels are superior to Mother Nature's. So, people, you need to be at the holiday table. Be safe while driving this holiday season. Let's take nothing for granted. Assumptions are not always accurate. We face many difficult challenges this year. Let's not add one more thing except joy, peace, and goodwill towards men. So, today's survey question, listeners, is, what is your favorite gift for Christmas, which you need to be there to get? Email your favorite Christmas gift to Esther's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com. I'm sure those families are going to miss those people, and it's really hard to live through grief during the holiday season. So, but stay tuned. We'll be back for a commentary on Christmas after these messages. Remember that being injured doesn't mean that your life is over. The holidays are meant for you too. Merry Christmas. May God bless you and your family today and always. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. Thank you for listening, and you're back with Esther's commentary on talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Start this season by choosing to make the most of it. Love yourself and others. Don't be intimidated by anyone, including insurance companies or self-insured employers. Seek to bring out the talents inside of you that we all need to benefit from, because you were made in a very special image, and the best gift of the Christmas season is you, the real you, not by the standard of a commercial, not by wealth, health, or social skills. It really is about you. So share, learn, and grow. That's the best gift you bring to our world, and we need you. I've lived long enough to have experienced a variety of holiday cheer and grief. One of the most important things to hold on to is a thankful heart, a caring spirit, one that shares to help someone else move from a difficult position back to independence, especially today when many people have unmet needs and requires compassion and empathy in these uncertain times. Our turn for help in some way will come so much sooner than we think. Some in our world want us to live in fear and a helpless state. There is so much money to be made that way, but there are many things money cannot buy: respect, love, peace, and fulfillment. That comes by doing right by yourself and others. Christmas gifts are fine, but love and care for your family, friends, neighbors, or even a stranger is better. One will remember a need met by you more than a gift. There are more lost and lonely people in our world than ever. In my opinion, money does not meet our emotional needs, only financial ones. It's communication with one another and support that brings comfort and companionship to life. Spending time talking with each other brings a satisfaction not found elsewhere, and unfortunately, this skill of communication seems to be moving backwards because of spending more time with technologies. They cannot be exclusive. Find time to spend with each other this Christmas season. Take a moment this Christmas to celebrate what is good in your life, what others in your life mean, and going forward, what's important to you in life. This holiday and each and every day, accepting both happy and sad events as part of the journey. Go in the direction your heart and mind leads, without fear, without concern of what others will think or do. Pull out the goodness and adventures inside you. Never look back. Make it a goal for your dream to become a reality, no matter how long it takes, using an injury or disability as a strength instead of a weakness. Do not let your epitaph read, "I lived my life in fear. I never did what I wanted to do. I let disappointment, shame, harassment, and intimidation thwart my efforts." Give yourself a Christmas gift that only you can provide. One that does not allow an accident, disability, insurance companies, employers, or other circumstances to dictate your destiny. Will it be difficult? More than likely. But a reward that surpasses anything you have ever known, not to mention the self-respect and independence. Frank Sinatra sang it best, in my opinion, doing it your way. Start this holiday season with a renewed mind and spirit, one that shares the Christmas season and brightens the days of those around you. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. You are listening to Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio. Our survey question for listeners is, what is your favorite gift for Christmas? Email your favorite gift to Estra's Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. Problems for the holidays. Jesus was transformed through his suffering, and so are you. Use it in caring ways and help make the world a better place, not for evil to prevail, but to crush it by respecting and helping people live in dignity. It's been a long time since our country has seen so many people, especially children, living on the street, going hungry. Now even strides to create safety nets are being taken away. Our economy now supports the goals of the 1%. Past government officials have missed the mark of protecting its people. But Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. Walk by faith, not by sight. Choose to do good in spite of troubles, pain, and fear. Jesus' death on the cross covers them so you could live in love, fellowship, and fight for good and learn who He really is. Get peace through the storm by listening to His advice. Take comfort by knowing He has walked through your problems before you. Don't give up the fight to be an overcomer of disability, loss, death of a loved one, or illness and disease. Take a leap of faith by standing in truth and love, by holding on to Jesus the Christ. Learn to cover yourself with the armor of God. Fight for the things that are rightly yours, and when you can do no more, just stand. And may God place your enemies at your feet." With all the troubles in the world, it can be difficult to get the holiday spirit. Recognize that there will always be problems and things to address. Make a decision to relax your mind. Make room inside it for moments of joy and peace. Know that the battle is fought in the mind, yet it needs some time off too. So find a way to just enjoy the songs today on the show. Let it encourage you, bring back good memories, or make new ones right now. Take a break and renew your spirit. 'Tis the season just to get away, if only in your mind. God bless you today and always. May you seek His face and get to know Him through His words. And may you grow inner strength that can take you through all obstacles with peace.
No.
Hi, this is Estra, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. Are you in the midst of a storm? Life brings many triumphs and tragedies our way. Feel the pain and the hurt, then move forward. Don't give up. If you've been in a car collision and you don't know where to turn, pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. It will share my experiences with dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Many examples in the book could apply, and in the midst of other storms, too. So pick up a copy today at any major bookstore. Hi, I'm Estra, and thank you for staying with us. We're now going to actually present a gift from the president. It's a presidential proclamation, National Disability Employment Awareness Month. So listen to the official statement, or proclamation, actually. Quote, in the 22 years since the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, we have made significant progress in giving all Americans the freedom to make our lives what we will. Yet, in times of prosperity as well as challenge, people with disabilities have had fewer opportunities in our workplace than those without. As we work to revitalize our economy, it's essential that each of us can bring our talents, expertise, and passions to bear in the marketplace. But a stronger economy is not enough. We must ensure not only full participation, but also full opportunity. During National Disability Employment Awareness Month, we recognize the indispensable contributions people with disabilities make in our economy and recommit to building a country where each of us can realize full extent of our dreams. Because America's workforce should reflect the diversity of its people, including people with disabilities, my administration remains committed to helping our businesses, schools, and communities support our entire workforce. To meet this challenge, the federal government must be a model employer. That is why I was proud to sign an executive order in 2010 that called on federal agencies to increase recruitment, hiring, and retention of people with disabilities. In 2012, the Office of Personnel Management reported on our progress and revealed that we are moving toward meeting our goal of hiring an additional 100,000 people with disabilities into the federal workforce over 5 years. Today, more people with disabilities work for the federal government than any time in the past 20 years and are striving to make it easier to get and keep those jobs by improving compliance with Section 508 of Rehabilitation Act. All Americans are entitled to accessibility workplace, a level playing field, and the same privileges, pursuits, and opportunities as any of their family, friends, and neighbors. This month, let us rededicate ourselves to bringing down barriers and raising up aspirations for all people, regardless of disability, so we may share in a brighter future together. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim October 2012 as National Disability Employment Awareness Month. I urge all Americans to embrace the talents and skills that individuals with disabilities bring to our workplace and communities to promote the right to equal opportunity for all people. In witness thereof, I hereto set my hand this first day of October in the year of our Lord 2012 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 237th, Barack Obama, end quote. Wow. I don't know about you, but that is the first proclamation that I have read, and I really think it's wonderful that someone is recognizing the capabilities and the talents and the strengths instead of the weaknesses of people with disabilities. We are capable and able, giving the opportunity. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses, so that should not be
considered any other way. So to me, in my opinion, this was a gift from the president. So we thank you, Mr. President, for thinking of the disabled and how everyone wants the same things out of life, and that's to succeed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk? To get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon.
I have no friend to wish me greeting.
Thank you for listening to Estra's radio show, and welcome back to the broadcast. Next is a Christmas prayer and Bible verses from prayersforspecialhelp.com. And a portion of the Christmas prayer goes, quote, "May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let His presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each in every one of us." For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made Himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. But when the goodness and loving kindness of our God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but He sent me." What does Christmas mean to you? How will you celebrate its meaning? Send me a message at Estra's Radio Show. I guess that's a tweet. You can send me an email at estrasradioshow@blogtalkradio.com. Ah. You are back with Estra on Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Next, the tweet of the week comes from Estra's Blog Tips. Quote, best holiday wishes in 2012. Bring the love of those no longer with you by a joyous memory of caring moments. Drive safely. End quote. Don't miss this holiday opportunity to share and be who you are with the people you care about. Many people will not have another chance, so don't miss this one. Listeners, can you believe it? That's it for our show today. We've enjoyed being with you. Let's meet back here next Saturday so we can continue this conversation. I want to extend a special thank you to Whitney Houston, Thinking of You, Bobby Christina, Fabian Claudel, Solid Gold, and InternetArchives.org, and especially President Obama's Proclamation of Disability Month. Make sure to visit them at their websites. Their links are up on my Facebook at Estra's Blog Tips. Next week, it'll be you and a new year 2013. Here it comes. Imagine all the possibilities starting refreshed at the beginning of the year. So stay tuned and tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. A great weekend. It's all up to you. The information contained on Talking About Me with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in learning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their cases should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com.